Hello, we're here now with former NFL wide receiver Curtis Conway, now an analyst for NFL Network. And Curtis, why does it seem like that receivers are more pro-ready now than ever before after the great class in 2014, and it appears to be another great class here in 2015?
Well, I think now football, the game itself, has put a bigger emphasis on the passing game. You know, when I was playing, it was more run-oriented. You had a fullback. You used a tight end. West Coast offense, you only really needed two receivers, really one and a second guy. Now with teams going 3, 4, 5 wide receivers, it's more of a demand. And you're going to see a lot of these guys go. You can probably see 5 guys go in the top round, first round, because of that. But I think the game has changed, which now are making these receivers a little more valuable than they were in the past.
Okay, so the top two consensus wide receivers this year's draft class, Amari Cooper, Kevin White. Uh-huh. Where do you stand in that debate? Who's a better receiver?
You know what? I've said this all along on our show. I can close my eyes, put both of their names in the hat, and whichever one I pick, I'm going to be happy with both of them. I think they both bring something different to the table. You know, Amari Cooper, I think he's more pro-ready. I think you can plug him in the system. He's going to know the terminology because he played in the pro-style offense with Lane Kiffin. So he's going to understand everything offensively. So he's going to be able to go and play fast right away. You can put him inside right now. You can put him outside. Kevin White's a guy I think in the next 3 years we're going to be talking about. He's going to be a super, superstar because he has all the attributes. He has all the talent in the world. You saw him blossom in his last year, and he showed his first game that who he could be. So both of those guys are going to be outstanding. It all depends on who you like. You know, Kevin White is probably more suitable for a stronger outside guy. Amari Cooper, like I said, he's ready now. I like to call him the Jameis Winston of the wide receivers. He's pro ready.
So now those are the top two guys. And it seems after that there's a lot of debate. You could go Breshad Perriman, Nelson Aguilar, Devontae Parker. It all seems like it depends on what your flavor is.
Right.
Who do you like of that next tier of wide receivers?
Well, the next tier, I'm going to go with my first five are Amari, Kevin White, Devontae Parker. I still have Jalen Strong as one of my top guys. And then that fifth varies. It could be Nelson Aguilar. I think he started to get some looks as you saw people start to watch more what he can do, more versatile. You look at his track record. So he could be that fifth guy. Philip Dorsett is another guy, I think, that when you look at the game today, what he brings to the table, I like to compare him to Antonio Brown. He's that guy, and we actually had him in studio with NFL Network. He's actually a little bigger than I thought, so that made me feel a lot more comfortable with him being a first-round pick. If someone drafted him, I'm okay with that. But then you got the Tyler Lockett, the Devin Smiths, guys like that. You mentioned Breshad Perriman. Guys like that, I still think Perryman's a second-round guy. I didn't thrust him up to the top 15 like everyone else because he ran 4.2, because what I see on film is different than what I see when he ran 4.2. At the same time, I just think you have 10 wide receivers in this draft that should go in the top 2 rounds, and I think they're all going to be very productive.
Now, when you make the transition from the college game to the pro game, what are some of the traits that you can correct? For example, Sammy Coates from Auburn.
Uh-huh.
Tall, speed threat, can stretch the field, but his hands are a little suspect. There's been some questions about his hands. Is that something that can be refined at the next level, or are there certain things in college that you can't fix once you get to the NFL?
Hands is definitely something you can fix. I think in college you get away with physicality. You get away with talent. In the pros, you can't get away with that. When these guys walk into a pro locker room, they're going to see the work ethic of some of these guys on the offseason, the time that they put in on the little things, you know, staying after practice and catching 100 balls. If you mess up a route in practice, they're out there when practice is over trying to get better at that. And I think something like what Coates is dealing with catching, I don't think that's going to be a huge problem. Maybe early, but if he has the mentality to want to be one of the best, which he has the physicality to be, he'll work on that, and I think he'll be fine.
The Eagles used 2 high draft picks last year in Jordan Matthews, who had a prolific rookie season, and Josh Huff, and there's big things expected for him this upcoming season. There have been a number of mock drafts who project the Eagles taking a receiver pretty high. If you were the Eagles, which type of receiver, who would you like to see in Chip Kelly's offense?
Well, like I said, there's 10 receivers that I think that's going to be really good in this league. I don't think Chip has the press. In that offense, you got to go back to Oregon. He's running the same stuff he ran at Oregon. You can't, and it's no slight on anyone, but the facts are you don't see a dominant receiver coming out of Oregon. You don't see a dominant running back coming out of Oregon. So his system has proven to make people better. So I think if he went out and got any one of these receivers, they're going to excel in that system because he runs a spread out offense. He doesn't demand pro routes. So you don't have to be precise in route running. It's getting space, getting that window, and the quarterback will get you to rock. And you saw, I mean, everybody in that offense, we thought when DeSean Jackson left, it was going to be a big fall off. We forgot about J-Mac. He was a baller before he got hurt, and you see him excel. You know, you saw Riley Cooper excel. You got Jordan Matthews. He came in and he excelled. So I think that's one offense where a quarterback and a receiver, I don't think you have to have the best for them to be successful in those offense, in Chip's offense.
He's Curtis Conway from NFL Network, and you are watching Eagles Draft Central here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.